我们仍然打开诗篇第91篇。
Let's still turn to Psalm 91. We'll read from verse 3 to verse 13.
我用中文读，有没有弟兄用英文读？
We'll first read in Chinese and then in English.
他必救你脱离不了人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。
Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence.
他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
你必不怕黑暗黑夜的惊骇，或是白驴飞的箭。
You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day.
也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。
Nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday.
虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。
A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
你为亲眼观看见恶人遭报。
You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked.
第九节，耶和华是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的居所。
Verse 9, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge.
祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
Then no harm will befall you.No disaster will come near your tent.
因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你所行的一切道路上保护你。
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
你要踩在狮子和蝰蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。
You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent.
我们圣经先读到这里。
We'll pass out scripture reading here.
诗篇第91篇，有人说这是大卫所写的诗歌。
Some said that this Psalm 91 was written by David.
我想只有大卫有这样的资格，有这样的经历，有这样的信心，能够写这一篇的诗篇。
And I think only David had this kind of experience and this kind of endurance to write this psalm.
因为在71本希腊文的旧约圣经的里面，上头就注明说这是大卫的诗歌。
And the translation from the 70 scholars on this and naming this psalm was written by David.
但是我们若是读到生命记，特别是从32章、33章以后再读诗篇第90篇。
But if we read from Deuteronomy, especially chapter 32 and 33, and then we come back and read Psalm 90,
我们在读91篇的时候，我们自然而然就觉得这是摩西的祷告，摩西所写的诗歌。
But then when we read the Psalm 91, then naturally we will think that this psalm will be written by Moses.
不管是谁写的，这一篇诗篇的确是一个美好的见证。
But regardless of the author, this is really a good testimony from the psalm.
这一篇诗篇也是给我们有很大的安慰。
This psalm gives us a great comfort.
这一篇诗篇也是给我们有很大的祝福。
And give us a great blessing.
从911开始，有很多的弟兄姊妹得到了圣灵的感动，觉得这一篇诗篇是他们所需要的。
After September 11, a lot of Christians, they were moved and felt that this psalm is particularly for them.
有一个弟兄跟我说， 他的母亲已经九十几岁，现特别的九一一以后，特别以后 SARS 的时候，他就打电话给他说要读诗篇第九十一篇。
A brother told me that his mom was in the 90s, and she's after September 11th, when the SARS come, she called him and especially tell him to read Psalm 91.
当 SARS 特别流行的时候，我心中就感觉的需要把这一篇的诗篇带给弟兄姊妹。
When SARS was spreading around, I have this move by God that I should share this particular psalm with you.
有的人说你每一次都讲诗篇第九十一篇。
And some will say that every week you're talking about Psalm 91.
今天是第四次。
Today is the fourth time.
我想最少还有一次。
I think at least one more time.
希望这一篇的诗篇能够带给我们的安慰，带给我们的帮助。
And hope that this psalm will give us the comfort and help.
这一篇的诗篇一共有十六节。
There are 16 verses in this psalm.
第一节到第二节可以说到这是诗人的信心的见证。
And from verse 1 and 2 it can be the testimony of the author about his faith.
第三节到十三节可以说就是写诗的人的经历神的见证。
And then from verse 3 to 13 is the experience from the psalmist.
以后我们看到十四节到十六节，虽然这几节的圣经却是诗人给我们见证神的应许和神的祝福。
And then from verse 14 to 16, how the psalmist will testify that God will have promise for us.
我相信若是把这一篇的诗篇好好的读，好好的去接受，好好的经历，的确是我们信仰一生信仰的过程。
If we can study this psalm carefully and receive this psalm and experience the psalm, it really will be an experience that we can have from the psalm.
也可以说这是信靠神的人，信靠我们所相信的主耶稣的人的一个大大的祝福。
And it's a great blessing for those who receive and trust in the God.
我们已经讲过第一节、第二节。
We have talked about verse 1 and 2 already.
前一次我也已经讲过第三节到第八节。
And last time I have shared about verse 3 to verse 8 also.
特别今天在节目单上面就把第三节到十三节很仔细的可以打出来。
In the bulletin you have that we go into details from verse 3 to 13.
第一个在经历的里面我们分成两个部分。
From the experience we separate into two parts.
第三节到第八节可以说是脱离。
From verse 3 to verse 8 we can say that he was freed.
第九节到十三节可以说是进入。
And from verse 9 to 13 he entered.
我想这是历代神的儿女的经历。
And this is the experience of all Christians from generation to generation.
特别摩西带领以色列人出埃及要进入迦南的经历。
Especially the experience of the Israelites coming out from Egypt and entering into the land of Canaan.
他必须要离开埃及。
They must first leave Egypt.
以后约书亚才能够带领他们进入迦南。
And then Joshua will take them into the land of Canaan.
这是每一位基督徒的灵命的里面有两个阶段。
And this is the two stages in the spiritual lives of Christians.
我们不单是来到主的面前得着了安息。
Not only we come to the Lord to receive the rest.
我们也要来到主的面前，进入主的里面，享受主给我们的安息。
We must also enter into the Lord to enjoy the rest.
我们不单是来到神的面前得着了拯救。
Not only we come that we can be saved.
我们也是要来到神的面前得着了力量。
And we must also come to receive the strength from God.
这就是像以赛亚第30章15节里面所说的预言。
And it's like what recorded in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
他说, 归回在, 得救在于归回安息。
He said, from repentance and rest is your salvation.
得力在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and trust is your strength.
我们不单是紧紧的得救,
not only we are saved,
我们乃是要得力,
but we also must receive the strength.
我们不单是紧紧的得救,
not only that we just saved,
并且我们还要得胜,
and we must have the victory also.
所以第一段, 乃是说到离开,
so the first session is talking about leaving.
第二段第9节到13节 乃是说到进入。
And then from verse 9 to 13 is entering.
所以在第9节的里面 就把它分成两个部分。
And from verse 9 I separate into two sessions.
我们读第9节的时候 在这里说 耶和华是我的避难所。
And from verse 9 it said that you have made the Most High your dwelling.
这里乃是说到第3节到第8节。
And it's talking about verse 3 to verse 8.
当我们在患难的时候,
when we are in troubles,
在我们当作在刀兵, 临到的时候,
when the war come upon us,
当许多的毒病临到我们的四围的时候,
when a lot of diseases come around us,
我们只有投奔到 主耶稣基督的里面,
we can only come back to the Lord.
有一个避难所, 我们可以逃进去,
there's a refuge we can go into.
所以诗人就见证说, 耶和华是我的避难所。
So the psalmist said that the Lord is my refuge.
但是不当我们以我们的主成了我们的避难所,
but not only our Lord become our refuge,
我们还要进一步乃是 耶和华成了我们的居所。
We must go a step further. The Jehovah God is becoming our dwelling place.
避难所跟居所不一样。
The refuge and the dwelling place, I think, is different.
避难所不过是我们暂时的躲藏在哪一个地方。
A refuge is a temporary place we can just hide in.
但是进到哪一个居所的时候, 我们就可以在哪一个地方享受我们的安息。
But once we enter into the dwelling place, we can enjoy the rest there.
我们在居所的里面可以敬拜神。
In the dwelling place, we can worship God.
在居所的里面我们可以见到神的面。
In the dwelling place, we can see the face of God.
我们在居所的里面可得着了神给我们一切的丰富，给我们一切的祝福。
From the dwelling place, God will give us all His abundance and blessing.
所以 在这里说到, 你已将至高者当你的居所。
So it said, you have made the Most High your dwelling place.
所以我们离开乃是离开一切的患难。
So we will be away from the tribulation.
我们进入乃是进入神自己的里面。
When we enter, it's enter into God Himself.
我们把它当作我们的居所。
And we treat Him as our dwelling place.
所以我们再从第10节到13节在这里有几件的事情。
So from verse 10 to 13, there are several things recorded here.
我希望今天能够在这几个字的里面, 我们可以领受神的教训。
I hope that from a few words, we can receive the lesson from God.
在这里中文, 说住在, 第一个住在,
and in Chinese, it said that the first one that you live in, you dwell in.
这就是第9节第10节。
And that's verse 9 and verse 10.
第二个是行在。
And the second one, you walk on in the way.
这就是11节12节。
And it's verse 11 to verse 12.
以后第三个字就是揣在，就13节。
And the third word is tread upon, that's in verse 13.
感谢神借着他的忠心的仆人，把他信仰，把他经历。 和他得着了神祝福的见证，赏给我们。
Thank God through his servant that his experience was blessed upon us.
让我们现在再看一遍第9节到第13节。
Let's read again from verse 9 to 13.
他耶和华是我的避难所。
It said that the Lord is my refuge.
你已将至高者当你的居所。
And you have made the Most High your dwelling.
这是摩西或者是大卫自己所做的见证。
This is the testimony of Moses or David.
他自己经历到耶和华是他的避难所。
He experienced how Jehovah God is his refuge.
他也劝告他当时的以色列全会众说，你已将每一个人，你已将至高者当你的居所。
And then he had advised all the people that is saying that you have made the Most High your dwelling place.
若是你我把耶和华至高者当你我的居所的时候，
But if you make the Most High, God Most High your dwelling,
第十节就应许我们说，祸患必不临到你。
And there's a promise in verse 10 that no harm will befall you.
灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
And no disaster will come near your tent.
当我们进到居所的里面，我们不是只在哪一个地方睡觉。
When we come to the dwelling place, we just don't sleep there.
哎，我们不是仅仅的在哪一个居所的里面。
We're not just in the dwelling.
哎，我们就问，我们若是出去怎么办？
So when we say, what happens if we go out?
在这里，十一节、十二节，神就给我们的应许。
And there's a promise in verse 11 and 12.
他说，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你所行的一切道路上保护你。
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
我们需要出去。
We need to go out.
我们需要行走。
We need to walk.
当我们行走的时候，神要差遣他的使者保护我们的脚步。
As we walk, God will command his angels to protect us.
所以十二节说，他们要用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
So in verse 12 it says, they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
以后十三节说，你要踹在狮子和灰蛇的身上，见到少壮狮子和大蛇。
Then in verse 13, you will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent.
住在是一个非常重要的事情。
Dwelling in is a very important matter.
我们东方人都欢喜住在加州。
And we Asians like to live in California.
我刚刚来美国的时候，从旧金山下飞机。
When I first came to the United States, I landed in San Francisco.
那个时候有一个宣教士来接我。
There was a missionary who came to take me.
他就劝我在 Berkeley 申请学校。
He advised me to apply for the school in Berkeley.
他希望我们留在旧金山。
He hoped that we can stay in San Francisco.
我现在想到我年老发白，需要到一个很好气候的地方去住。
And now I'm old, I think that I need to go to a place that have good weather.
想不到，若是我到旧金山，连一个车库也买不起。
But then I couldn't think about it. If I go to San Francisco, I cannot even buy a garage.
当时若是我有眼光，在哪一个住下，就决定了我的命运。
And at that time, it could a decision that can make effect on my life.
以后我85年，有一位同工就希望我到洛杉矶去。
And then in 1985, a coworker wanted me to go to Los Angeles.
我常常跟他说，我很欢喜在中部的土地。
But I always tell them that I like the soil in the Midwest.
他就说那个中部土地大，但是洛杉矶人多。
He said that there might be a lot of land in the Midwest, but there are a lot of people in Los Angeles.
我给他劝了以后，我就去洛杉矶。
And after he told me that, I went to Los Angeles.
他一定要我去圣地亚哥去看一看。
He wanted me to go to San Diego just to take a look.
我去看的时候，那个 UCSD 的查经班就很吸引我。
At that time, the UC at San Diego attracted me the Bible study there.
所以我就决定去圣地亚哥。
So I decided to go to San Diego.
人都说圣地亚哥是最好退休的地方。
A lot of people said San Diego is the best place for retirement.
但是有一个同工就是说圣地亚哥是最接近天堂的地方。
But then a coworker said that that's the, San Diego is the place that closest to heaven.
但是我真的到哪一个地方去，是很接近天堂。
And I felt that I was very close to heaven when I went there.
感谢主把我们带回来 Kansas City.
But thank God that He brought us back to Kansas City.
若是我自己的意思，可能就留下住下在圣地亚哥。
According to my own will, I might have stayed in San Diego already.
但是感谢我的神，我的主，他不失信，他知道哪一个地方最合适我住的地方。
But thank my God and my Lord, He's faithful. He knows where's the best place for me to stay in.
住在是一个非常重要的地方。
Dwelling in is a very important place.
我们若是能够在哪一个地方住下，我们就可以蒙做了保守。
If we can dwell in that place, we think that we'll be protected in there.
我们若是在哪一个地方住下，我们就可以享受来安息。
We thought that when we dwell in a place that we can enjoy the rest.
这就是主耶稣的呼召，在马太福音第十一章二十八节说。
And this is recorded like the calling from Jesus in Matthew chapter 28.
他说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
In chapter 11 verse 28, said, those who are heavy and laden can come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
他说我心里柔和谦卑，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们就必得享安息。
He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
这里有两个过程。
And there's two processes here.
我们一个过程来到主的面前，他就把他的安息给我们。
First, we come to our Lord and He gave us His rest.
但是我们常常还没有享受安息。
But many times we do not enjoy that rest.
若是我们听从他的话，愿意负他的轭，学他的样式，住在他里面的时候，我们才能够享受真正的安息。
But if we obey his words and take his yoke and enter his rest, then we can enjoy it.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是有一个房子。
Brother and sister, if we have a house,
我们总是要在哪一个房子的里面，我们自己的房子的里面，好好的享受我们的安息。
We would like to enjoy the rest in our house.
我想很多年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们买新房子总是要布置的非常非常的漂亮。
And I believe that a lot of young brothers and sisters, when they bought the house, they would like to decorate into a very pretty place.
这就是我们在人间的地方，我们要住在哪一个居所的里面，我们可以享受一切的安息和丰富。
It's a place that we have on this world. We think that when we dwell in it, we can enjoy the blessing and the rest in there.
但是圣经摩西告诉我们说，谁是我们的安息？
But in the Bible, Moses told us, who is the dwelling place of ours?
谁是我们的居所？
Who is our dwelling place?
在第九节说，你已将至高者当你的居所。
In verse 9 it said, you have made the Most High your dwelling.
在生命记三十三章第二十七节
，In Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 27，
摩西劝告当时的以色列人说
，And Moses encouraged the people during that time， and he said，
特别是新一代的年轻的人
，especially those newer generation the young people，
他们已经经过了旷野
，they have passed through the wilderness，
他们已经可以看见了约旦河的对岸的迦南的美丽。
They can see the Canaan, the land of Canaan across from the River Jordan.
但是哪一个迦南的美地不过是一个预表。
But that land of Canaan is only a prophecy.
哪一个迦南的美地实在是牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a land of milk and honey.
哪一个迦南美地是一个应许，神应许给他们之地。
It's a land that was promised by God.
那是在世上，在历史上给他们一个印证，给他们一个经历。
and in the history that God gave them an experience.
但是从他们的离开埃及经过旷野到了进入迦南的时候他们乃是要享受属天的居所。
But after they left Egypt through the wilderness into the land of Canaan, they need to enjoy the rest.
所以人说迦南牛奶与米之地乃是神应许预表我们在基督里面的丰富。
So people said milk and honey in the land of Canaan is only a foreshadow of things in the future.
弟兄姊妹我们相信主耶稣不是仅仅的逃避将来神的愤怒。
And when we become Christian, not just to escape the wrath of God.
我们也不是说仅仅要得救而已。
Or to be saved only.
有人说我将来不下地狱就可以了。
Some people say, if I don't have to enter hell, that will be good enough for me.
我到乐园去，到天堂去，我就扫地了就好了。
If I go to heaven, if I'm just cleaning the door, that will be good enough.
但是天堂没有扫地的。
But in heaven, you don't need to mop the floor.
新天新地，新耶路撒冷里面没有哪个垃圾。
There's no garbage in new heaven and earth and new Jerusalem.
它只有神的荣耀和神的丰富。
There's only the God's glory and also His abundance.
迦南美地乃是预表到在基督里面的丰富。
The land of Canaan was the foreshadow of the abundance in Christ.
也是表明神是我们的居所。
To represent that God is our dwelling place.
我们所相信的神不是单单是我们的避难所。
The God we believe in is not only just a refuge for us.
我们所相信的神乃是我们的居所。
He is our dwelling place.
所以在申命记33章第20节摩西讲一句话。
So Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 27, Moses said one thing.
他说永生的神是你的居所。
Said the eternal God is your refuge.
他永久的膀臂在你以下。
He said you'll be underneath the everlasting arms of his.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
我就觉得这一句话就够我思想一生的例子。
I felt that this one verse is enough for me to meditate on for my life.
我以前就想到，到底将来我离开世界，我那个时候我的情况如何？
And I was thinking before that when I leave this world, what will be my situation?
当我读到这一句话的时候，感谢神，我就说神啊，你有永生。我在你的里面我有永生。
And I thought about this verse that God you have eternal life and then in you I will have eternal also.
他说永生神是你的居所。
He said the eternal God is your refuge.
永久的膀臂在你以下。
You'll be underneath his everlasting arms.
我们经过的年日有多少的时候我们好像是在翻腾的大海的里面。
The days that we have gone through is like we are in a stormy sea.
我想这几年是比较安定一点。
In the past few years, seems like I have a little bit more peace.
我们稍微做祖父祖母的年纪大的人，我们都是经过许多的瘟疫，许多的刀兵，许多的动乱。
And those who are in the grandparent generation, we may have experienced a lot of pestilence, a lot of wars.
我们常常讲到天灾人祸。
We think about this, natural disaster and then this human disaster.
我们如何的能够度过我们的年龄？
How can we pass through our lives?
但是感谢神，在我这一生的当中，我就觉得永生的神是我的居所，他永久的膀臂在我以下。
But throughout my life, I have recognized that the eternal God is my dwelling place, and underneath His everlasting arms.
居所乃是说我们要住在里面。
A dwelling place is a place that we need to dwell in.
我们住在哪一个地方是一个非常重要的事情。
When we dwell in a place, it's an important matter.
在大卫的诗歌诗篇第27篇第四节说，我有一件事。我仍要寻求。
In David's Psalm in 27, he said that one thing I still need to seek for.
他一生的当中要寻求什么呢?
What is he seeking for in his life?
他说我就是在神的住在神的殿里张扬他的荣美。
He said, I want to dwell in the sanctuary, in the temple of God to seek his face.
我的家里是一个贫穷的家。
My family was a poor family.
我的父亲原来是一个做生意。
My father was originally a businessman.
以后他做了一个贫穷非常卑微的一个传道人。
And later on, he became a very poor and very humble minister.
感谢神，在我年轻的时候，十几岁的时候，我读到大卫的诗篇。
When I was young, when I was a teenager, I read the Psalm of David.
那个时候，在学校的里面有个大的复兴。
At that time, there was a revival in the school.
我们愿意把我们自己奉献给神。
We want to dedicate our life to God.
我们就是一个科目，科目能够在住在神的殿中。
We have that longing that we will dwell in the sanctuary of God.
我记得我年幼的时候看见一个看礼拜堂的，扫礼拜堂的。
And when I was young, I remember seeing a person who was taking care of the temple.
哎，我就羡慕说，有一天我能够。 做一个扫礼拜堂的人。
Then I thought that one day maybe I will become the person who will take care of the church.
因为我可以住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
Then I can dwell into his church to seek his beauty.
这是大卫的诗歌。
And this is the Psalm of David.
但是在大卫的时代的里面，可拉的后裔写诗篇第84篇的时候。
But in one of the Psalms that the descendants of Korah written Psalm 84,
他也特别的提到如何的要住在耶和华的殿中，这人变为有福。
And he talked about how we can dwell in the temple of God and this person will be blessed.
我们就常常想到，哎呀，来到一个地方，大家热热闹闹，那就好了。
And sometimes we thought that we all come together and have a good time and that will be good enough.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
我们需要教导他，我们的儿女从小的时候就知道说，来到圣所乃是要瞻仰神的荣美。
We would like to teach our children that they can learn that when they come to the temple of God that they can seek the face and the beauty of God.
这是对他一生的 一个好处,
and this is beneficial to their whole life.
不要束缚到把那婴儿带到礼拜堂。
Do not neglect the fact that to bring the baby to church.
不要束缚说自己做小孩子听不懂那个传道人的讲的道。
Don't neglect that the children will not be able to understand the sermon from the pastor.
若是从小我们能够教导他，能够进到住在神的殿中。 瞻仰他的荣美。
If we can teach them from their youth that they can enter the temple and seek the beauty of God,
我相信神必眷顾你我。
I'm sure God will take care of you and I.
神必祝福我们的后代。
He will bless our descendants.
这是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
这就是可拉后裔。 他的诗歌,
and this is a psalm from the descendants of Korah.
在诗篇第84篇第3节第4节,
and from Psalm 84, from verse 3 to 4.
诗人就用鸟来做比喻。
The psalmist used the birds as a parable.
前一次我讲到鸟，神他自己当作鸟。
And last time we talked about God treating himself as the bird.
神自己当作老鹰。
As the eagle.
他来带领我们能够离开一切的患难。
He carried us through away from the tribulations.
神也用自己的母鸡来代表他自己。
He also used the hand to represent himself.
那就是主耶稣为耶路撒冷祷告的时候。
And when he prayed for Jerusalem.
他说耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊。 我多次愿意聚集你们，好像 母鸡聚集小鸡在他翅膀底下。
He said, Oh Jerusalem, Oh Jerusalem, how so many times I want to gather you and hover you just like the hen hovered his, her chicks.
现在诗人去用我们当作哪个小鸟。
And now Psalms will treat ourselves as a little bird.
他说麻雀在你祭坛那里麻雀为自己凿做房屋。
He said, In your altar, the sparrow find a home.
他燕子为自己凿做报雏之窝
，and the swallow also find a nest where she can have the young。
以后第四节说，如此住在你殿中的这人是有喜乐的。
And later on it said, blessed are those who dwell in your house, and they are ever praising you。
而我们怎么样可以住在神的殿中？
How can we dwell in the temple of God?
我们要好像麻雀一样的。
We should be like the sparrow.
我们好像燕子一样的。
Or like the swallow.
我想这两种的鸟是最普通的鸟。
And those are two common birds.
但是麻雀很多人讨厌它。
A lot of people don't like the sparrow.
你一来了，大家都把它赶走。
And when they come, you just kind of want to drive them away.
在耶路撒冷圣殿的里面，这诗人看见麻雀是很有智慧的。
But some see that the sparrow had wisdom.
这许多的麻雀就跑到祭坛的旁边去找房屋。
And they find a dwelling place in next to the altar.
哪一个祭坛成了他的居所。
And the altar become his dwelling place.
虽然人瞧不起他。
Even though they were despised by man.
耶稣不是说两个麻雀多少五个麻雀不止两分钱。
And Jesus said that the five sparrow may be cost like two pennies.
我们可以算算一个麻雀值多少钱。
So we can calculate how much is a sparrow worth.
我们常常就轻视人说这个人一文不值。
And we talk about that this person is not worth a penny.
我们就好像麻雀一样。
We are just like the sparrow.
有时候我们做基督徒常常在哪一个神的殿中人瞧不起啊。
And sometimes we as Christian people despise us.
你不要看到有许多人瞧不起在哪一个神的殿中扫地。
And many people despise the person who was mopping the floor in the sanctuary.
但是在神的祭坛哪一个地方凿做房屋。
But then God, we can find a dwelling place in the, next to the altar.
我们的神是信实的，是公义的。
Our Lord, our God is faithful, He is righteous.
神不得不祝福他，神不得不祝福他的后裔。
God will bless His descendants.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我的见证。
And this is my testimony.
这是我所夸耀的。
And this is what I boast on.
我所夸的不是夸我自己。
And I'm not boasting on myself.
我所夸的乃是我的主，我的神。
But I boast about my Lord and my God.
我谦卑地在他的面前侍奉他。
And I humble before him to serve him.
他是眷顾我们的神。
He is the God who takes care of us.
他是祝福我们的神。
He will bless us.
我想我们应当要向下走。
And then we need to continue now.
第二个我们看到十一节十二节。
We can see from verse 11 and 12.
他说因他要为你吩咐他的使者在你所行的一切道路上保护你。
He said, For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
他们要用手托住你免得你的脚碰到石头上。
They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
第二个我们要注意到我们如何的行。
And the second one, we need to concentrate on how we walk in the ways.
我们要行在。
How we need to walk.
当主耶稣受魔鬼试探的时候，魔鬼也引用这两节的圣经。
When Jesus was tempted by Satan, the Satan used these two verses also.
撒旦告诉耶稣说，你要从殿顶跳下去。
And Satan told Jesus, you can just jump from the top of the temple.
因为你从殿顶跳下去的时候
Because
神要用手要差遣使者托住你
the, God will command the angels to lift you up.
免得你的脚 碰到石头上。
So that your foot will not touch the stone.
神实在是应许给我们。
God had promised to us.
神实在定义在我们所行的一切的路上，要差遣天使保护我们。
He had promised to send the angels to guard us.
所以我们刚刚读到诗篇121篇的时候。
So earlier when we read from Psalm 121.
这是诗人的经历。
And this is the experience of the psalmist.
他说你出你入，他要保护你。
He said he will watch over you, your coming and your going.
直到永远。
Both now and forevermore.
但是问题，我们行在哪一个地方？
The question is, where are we walking on?
我们行走在哪一个道路的上面？
Which way are we walking on?
有时候魔鬼也引用圣经来试探我们。
And sometimes Satan will use the Bible to tempt us.
圣经有许许多多的应许。
There are a lot of promises in the Bible.
但是一个条件，我们要行在一切的路上，乃是神所许可的路上。
But there's a requirement that we must walk on the way that's allowed by God.
而这一个路乃是信心的路。
And this way is the way of the faith.
这一个路乃是神为你我所预备恩典的路。
And this way is prepared for you and I as the path of the grace.
所以诗篇第六十五篇第十一节说，你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径他的路径都滴下自由。
So in Psalm 65 verse 11 it says, You crown the year with your bounty and your cross overflow with abundance.
而这一个自由可以说是圣灵所带领的路。
And you can say this is a way that was carried by the Holy Spirit.
在旧约圣经的里面，这个自由也可以代表说丰富的道路。
And this abundance is in the Old Testament represent that it's very rich.
但是不是靠着我们自己所走的路。
But not through our own way.
他说你以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
He said you crown the year with your bounty.
我想我们自己的年岁越来头发越白。
If we count our own years that our hair will just grow white.
我们没有什么。
We don't have much.
我们那个越老就越衰老。
We just get weaker when we get old.
我们天天愁那个白头发出来。
And we just worry about the white hair will come out.
但是感谢神，那个白头发若是有神的恩典，乃是一个荣耀。
But with the grace of God, then this white hair will be a glory.
我们行在神所高有的路上。
If we can walk in the anointment of God,
我们要专心的依赖耶和华。
We must concentrate and focus and lean on our Lord.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
Do not trust in our own wisdom.
若是我们在一切的路上要认定他，一切的事上认定他。
In all our ways, if we acknowledge Him.
箴言第三章第六节应许我们说，他必指引我们的道路。
In Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 6 says, He will guide our way.
我们非常熟悉的一节的圣经，诗篇119篇105节。
And a verse that we are very familiar with is Psalm 119, verse 105.
常常说，你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
It said that your word is the lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
但愿我们真正的人能够抓住神的话语。
May we hold on to the word of God.
我们实在有时候不知道如何的行走。
Sometimes we do not know how to walk.
我们常常问说，什么是神的旨意？
Then we ask, what is the will of God?
我到底要走哪一条路？
Which way should I go?
我要找哪一个工作？
Which job should I take?
我要做什么事？
What should I do?
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他应许我们说，
He had promised us,
主啊，你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
So Lord, your word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path.
第三个，最后，还是我们要揣载。
And the third one is the last one that we need to tread upon.
我们的脚要站在哪一个地方？
We must stand with our feet there.
我觉得我们的脚步是非常重要的。
I think the steps of our feet is very important.
我们要住在哪一个地方定我们的胜败。
We need to dwell in this place.
我们行在哪一条道路也是定我们的胜败。
And which way we take will decide on if we're going to be winning or losing.
在这里神应许我们说我们的脚步一定会得胜。
And God promised that here our steps will overcome.
我们乃是要踩在狮子和灰蛇的身上。
We must tread upon the lion and the cobra.
见到少壮狮子和大蛇。
And trample the great lion and the serpent.
哎，我们都知道那个蛇就是代表魔鬼。
We know that the snake represents Satan.
那就是古蛇。
And this is the old serpent.
但是有人就问说，怎么狮子也代表魔鬼？
But then people will ask, why is the lion represent Satan?
启示录不是说那个羔羊耶稣好像狮子一样的？
In Revelation, didn't say that the lamb is like the lion? That's our Lord Jesus.
这是有两面的表征。
The representation, the two sides.
也代表我们的主耶稣基督，他是万王之王。
It represents our Lord Jesus. He's the King of Kings.
但是也代表那个撒旦，他也要夺我们主耶稣的王位。
It also represents that Satan will try to take the throne away from our Lord Jesus.
所以你我的脚乃是要踩在狮子和灰蛇的身上。
So our feet must tread upon the lion and the cobra.
这一个踩在乃是说到是得胜的意思。
The treading upon means that we are overcoming.
我们得胜撒旦不是靠着我们自己的力量。
When we overcome Satan, it's not by our own strength.
因为我们的主已经得胜。
Because our Lord had overcome.
他得胜过了罪的权势。
He had overcome the dominion of sin.
他得胜了那个死亡的权势。
He had overcome the dominion of death.
他也得胜了那个撒旦的权势。
And he had overcome the dominion of Satan.
所以我们跟从主耶稣的人也是要踩在狮子和大蛇的身上。
So those of us who follow our Lord Jesus must tread upon the lion and the cobra.
在这里有几件的事情我们的脚是一个得胜的脚。
There are a few things mentioned here. Our feet must be the feet of overcomers.
在彼得前书第五章第七节第九节。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 to 9.
彼得乃是说我们要有信心的脚步。
And Peter said that we must have the feet of faith.
我们用我们的信心来抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就要逃跑了。
We will resist Satan with our faith, and Satan will run away.
第二个就是在诗篇第三十七篇第二十三节二十四节。
And the other one is in Psalm 37 in verse 23 to 24.
这里说到个义人的脚步。
It's talked about the steps of the righteous man.
义人的脚步是个得胜的脚步。
The steps of the righteous man is have victory.
第三个乃是在罗马书第十章第十五节。
And the third one is in Romans chapter 10 verse 15.
使徒保罗就引用旧约的话。
Apostle Paul used a verse from the Old Testament.
他说看哪、报喜信传佳音的人他的脚步是何等的佳美。
He said, look, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
这一个脚步乃是传福音的脚步。
And this step is the step who will preach the good news.
以后最后乃是在启示录第七章第十二章第十一节。
And finally in Revelation in chapter 12 verse 11.
这里是十一节。
Verse 11.
所以这是靠着主耶稣宝血的脚步。
He said, by the blood of the Lamb we can have that steps.
他说弟兄胜过他。
He said, the brothers have overcome.
乃是靠着羔羊的宝血。
by the blood of the Lamb,
和他所见证的道,
and by the word of their testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我们不单是一个得救的基督徒。
Brother and sister, not only we are a Christian who was saved,
我们要做一个得胜的基督徒。
We must be a Christian who overcome.
我们怎么样的可以得胜呢？
How can we overcome?
我们需要住在主的里面。
We must dwell in the Lord.
主也住在我们的里面。
And our Lord will dwell in us.
这就是主耶稣在约翰福音第十五章里面所做的葡萄树的比喻。
And this is the parable that was recorded in John chapter 15 about the vine.
第二个，我们需要行在神的道路上。
And the second, we must walk in the way of God.
我们要专心的依赖我们的神。
We must pay attention and trust in the Lord and lean upon Him.
我们千万不要依靠自己的聪明和能力。
And just do not lean on our own understanding.
我们在一切的事上要认定他。
In all our ways, we must acknowledge Him.
他就是，他必指引我们的道路。
And He will show us the path.
第三个，我们的脚乃是一个得胜的脚步。
And thirdly, our feet must be a feet of overcoming.
就是得胜乃是靠着信心。
And to overcome, we must depend based on our faith.
我们得胜乃是靠着我们行义的脚步。
And we must overcome with the feet of righteousness.
我们的得胜乃是靠着传福音的脚步。
And to have victory, we must have the feet of preaching the gospel.
我们的得胜乃是靠着主耶稣的脚步。
Our victory must come by the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
每逢到你的面前，我们不得不服服的敬拜。
Every time we come before you, we'll bow down and worship you.
不但你是我们可敬畏的神。
Not only you are God who we can worship.
你也是施恩的神。
And you are God of blessing.
主啊，你的恩典是何等的丰富。
Your grace is so abundant.
临到我们这不配的人身上。
To come upon unworthiness like us.
我们只有来到你的面前说，神啊，我们不能。
We can only say, God, we cannot.
但是你能。
But you can.
我们到你的面前只有说，我是不配。
When we come before you, we say, we are not worthy.
只有你是配。
Only you are worthy.
我们来到你的面前仍然说，我有许多的不是。
And we come to you, we say, we have many wrongdoings.
但是你唯一的是。
But then you are the only righteous one.
我们感谢你在基督里面的应许，不论有多少都是真实。
We thank you that you have so many promises. There's so much of them, and they are true.
你不单是借着列祖先知把你的话启示给我们。
Not only you reveal to us through the ancestors and prophets.
你更是借着你的爱子，把你的恩典，把你的丰富。把你的拯救显明给我们。
But also through your Son, you have revealed to us your grace and your redemption.
我们到你的面前说，主啊，我们需要你。
When we come to before you, we said, Lord, we need you.
求主祝福我们这样的时间。
May God you bless this time that we have here.
祝福这许多的家庭。
Bless all these families.
祝福这许多做父母的。
And bless those who are parents.
好让我们知道如何把你的话，你的给我们的恩典，分给我们的儿女。
So that they will know how we can spread your words and your grace continue on to the next generation.
叫我们更多的谦卑的来到你的面前。
So that we can come and humble before you.
也叫我们更多的愿意有个敬畏你的心。
To have a more fear for you.
施恩祝福在我们的当中。
Pray that you will bless us among.
好让你的名在我们当中得着了荣耀。
So that your name will be glorified among us.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
It's by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.